teach that health and prosperity are every Christian's divine right? Because we're God. We deserve it, right? If I'm God, I deserve prosperity. Why do they teach that a believer's words have creative and determinative force? Because in their system, we're God, and God could speak things into creation, and we're God, so we can speak them into creation. They have bought Satan's original lie. The serpent said to the woman, "You surely shall not die, for God knows that in the day you eat from this fruit, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God." That was a lie. Man will never be like God. We will be a glorified man, not God. The idea that man can be like God is and always has been the satanic lie. It was the very lie that, listen to this, brought the devil himself down. He said, "I will be like God." Two proof texts are often used by the Word Faith teachers to support their teaching. In Psalm, and you need to listen to this. This is their case here. In Psalm 82:6, God says to the rulers of earth, "You are gods, and all of you are sons of the Most High." They quote that all the time. Psalm 82:6, you might want to turn to it. And we'll close with just a look at the two texts they use. Psalm 82:6, God says to the rulers of earth, "You are gods, and all of you are sons of the Most High." And so they say, "See, God says we're gods." A simple reading of the psalm, however, says something very, very different than that. If you look at the psalm, it will reveal to you that those words were spoken to ungodly rulers who were on the brink of judgment. Ungodly rulers on the brink of judgment. Look at verse 7. They never want to read verse 7. "Nevertheless, you will die like men and fall like any one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth." What is this? There's a note of irony. God looks at these rulers, and they've been rendering unjust judgments. Back in verse 2, they have been judging unjustly. They have been showing partiality to the wicked. They have been rather doing injustice than justice.